ॐ नमः शिवाय, नमः शिवाय।
शिवाय नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय, ॐ नमः शिवाय।
शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय, ॐ नमः शिवाय।
शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय, ॐ नमः शिवाय।
शिवाय नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय, ॐ नमः शिवाय।
ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय, ॐ नमः शिवाय।
शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय, ॐ नमः शिवाय।
शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय, नमः शिवाय। शिवा
नमः शिवाय
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मणे cannot live with we cannot live without attachment. If we are not attached in one thing, we are attached in somewhere else. If you don't find joy in something, you are finding joy in somewhere else. No one is free of that. The question raised by in the first verse itself, how do we then remain in this world? Sukha itareshu, that is the question. Sukha, sukha, sukhe and dukkhe cha. In the joy as well as in sorrow, sukha itareshu kena vartamahe. How do we, by what knowledge we will continue to remain balanced? The answer to that question is simple. It is not about moksha after death. It is happiness while being alive. So, how do we do that? The answer to that is, in this particular chapter, it says, Ya ekaha. That, no, we chanted that. Ya ekaha. That which is one. Avarnaha. With no colors. Meaning, no qualities. Nirvisheshaha ityartaha. Yaha advitiyaha. Bahuta shakti yogat. Shakti yogat, maya yogat. Yoga means association with. Page number 156. Shakti yogat, due to the power of creation, varnan anekani, anekan, varnan anekan, various qualities and characteristics of things, nihita artha dadati. Nihita artha dadati. Without him having any interest in that, he creates. This is about the creation. How did it come about? Variety has come. You know, interesting thing is, something we like, something we don't like, until we know what it is. Yesterday was there. In one of the Balwar classes, young children were there, third, grade 3 or 4. One boy got up. And, oh, I always ask them, don't ask me questions like, why are you wearing orange dress, etc. Ask the question from the subject matter you are. So he said, I have to ask you a question. So I said, let me ask you a question. Among the Ramayana characters, whom do you like? So that boy got up and said, whom do you like? I said, I'm asking you that question. Okay. So that boy said, I like Ram. I said, why? I don't know. So tell me why you like Ram. Oh, because he crossed the ocean flying on the sky. I said, that is not Ram. That is Hanuman. Oh, then I changed. I like Hanuman now. So, you really like Hanuman? Yes. Okay. But there is one more character which has 10 heads, you know, very strong and powerful. Ravan. Oh, yeah, I like him. So, now you see, at that same child's mind, whoever is the hero of the story. Then again, I said, Ram killed him. Oh, now I like Ram. Now, in our life, this is what happens. Mind is continuously shifting from one to another, one to another. And in this world which is of variety, we get lost. But here the Upanishad says, it all came from only one. Ekaha avarna. That which did not have any quality, शक्तियोगात बहुधा वर्णान अनेकान निहित अर्थः ददाति. इट हैज क्रिएटेड विथ द हेल्प ऑफ द पावर कॉल्ड माया. इट हैज क्रिएटेड सो मेनी वैरायटीज हैविंग नो पर्सनल इंटरेस्ट. इज द ब्यूटी ऑफ क्रिएशन. द क्रिएटर हैड नो पर्पस. Swami, he had no purpose, but he created us and he got us into great trouble. So many times people ask this question, if Bhagavan created this world and he has no reason for that, we are unreasonably caught up in this problem. So what should be our attitude? Well, while we read this, we should also see the world with any selfish purpose. Bhagavan created with no selfish purpose. Do you think Krishna had any personal purpose for standing on the battlefield? He says, I have nothing to gain. Na anavaptam avaptavyam varta eva cha karmani. Trishulokeshu. In these three words, I have no personal interest. What is that verse? The reference point. Name Parthasi, it started with that. Name Parthasti Kartavyam Trishulokeshu Kinchana Na Anavaptam Avaptavyam Varta Eva Cha Karmani. In these three words, I have no thing to possess, to own, or to lose. Yet, I will work. So, this Niswarth, Niswarth se Ishwar Sriti kya hai. So that is why it is said, Nihita Artha Dadati Anekhan Anekavarna. Then, Vichaiti Cha Ante Vishwamatau Sadevaha Sano Budhya Shubhaya Samyunaktu. Vieti, he spreads himself. Ante cha adau vishwam. In the beginning as well as at the end. From the beginning till the end of this entire vishwa. Sa devaha is real God. Sa naha bahuta shubhaya samyunaktu. May he allow us to look at him with that pure mind. Let us have that pure mind to look at it. Gurudev used to say there are two things that are very important in our life. Chitta Shuddhi, then Sukshma Buddhi. Both. Chitta Shuddhi means pure mind. Sukshma Buddhi means keen intellect. If we do not have the keen intellect, we will not inquire. Pure mind is there, let us say. But there are people who are very good, very large-hearted or the pure-hearted or all that. But they do not gain knowledge because they don't inquire. Until inquiry is done, delusion or the confusion will not go. Some people are very keen intellect, very sharp, but mind is very impure. Mind is selfish. Then also it doesn't happen. Chitta Shuddhi Tada Sukshma Buddhi Adhikarisya Adhikarasya Adhikarinaha Lakshanani. The qualities of an Adhikari or a person of a qualification is twofold. Your mind, sharp intellect. So may my intellect be most pure and inquiring. So that's why he says, Vieti cha ante vishwamadau sadevaha. Let him, the one who is spreading everything himself as well as from the beginning till end. And he, the one, may be looked at by us with the pure intellect. May him provide the pure intellect to us. Here the Guruji writes in the example, like a beam of light that is coming from the sun, when it hits that spectrum, it produces so many different colors. The light is one, but when it hits that spectrum, it becomes of different colors. If you take a diamond, this light that falls on the diamond is one, but the colors it produces are so many. That is the nature of Maya, which creates this variety. The colorless beam of light piercing through a prism disperses the seven colors of spectrum. In the same way, the one has become the many. This is the standpoint of Vedanta. Even though many other usual comments about Hinduism is what? Oh, you are monotheistic and all that. But the answer to that question is, in practice it is monotheistic, but in philosophical perception or in reality it is, sorry, in philosophical perception it is monotheistic, in practically when we come to see various gods, it is polytheistic. So the complaint is always about, oh, in Hinduism you have too many gods. Yeah, we have a lot of choices. We can choose whomever we want. So in the next three verses, includes all the gods and everything into that one. We read, Tateva Agnihi Tadadityah. Tat Vayuhu Tat Chandramah. Tadeva Shukram Tat Brahma.
Tadeva Shukram
Tatapastat Prajapatihi. Tvam Sri Tvam Puman Asitvam.
Tvam Sri Tvam Puman Asitvam.
Kumara Utava Kumari. Tvam Jirno Dandena Vanchasi. Tvam Jato Bhavasi Vishvato Mukaha. Nila Patango Harito Lokitakshah. Tadit Garbam Tridavas Samudraha. Anadimatvam Vibhutvena Vartase. Yato Jatani Bhuvanani Vishwa. The whole world, Tadeva Agnihi. So Devaha, when it is said, it is masculine. Maya, when it is said, it is feminine. Very interesting. So Ekaha, it is said before. Ekaha, not Ekam. Ekam become neuter. And here, it's a Ekaha, Avarnaha, all are masculine. Shakti Yogat Varnan Aneka Nihitartho Dadati. Alright. Now here he says Tad. It becomes neuter now. You see that very interesting? When does the male become neutral? Maya is feminine. And Ishwaraha or the absolute reality, when it has assumed the nature of Maya and started to create, it steps down from Brahman, the neutral, to the male, Ishwaraha. Maya, the Shakti. So here, he goes back to the Brahman only again, not Ishwaraha. So that, when we understand Ishwara as creator of the universe with the help of the Maya, but actually what it is? See, if you take a clay and make a pot, a pitcher, a ladle, whatever. Now you may call it as a pot, you call it as a ladle, etc. But these are all appearances. But in those appearances, there is only one which is present, that is mud. When you remove all that, break all of them, it goes back to the mud only. In the same way, if you break everything, it will go back to again Brahman only. Which is what? Neuter. What is neuter? It doesn't change. So therefore, he refers it as tadeva agnihi. That alone is fire. Tadadityaha, that alone is sun. Tadvayuhu, that alone is air. Tadchandramaha, that alone is moon. See, this perception alone can create in our mind the total unity of the whole universe. Inert as well as sentient. Now, if I ask you this question, are you inert or sentient? If you don't answer, you are inert.
Vedanta class.
Are you inert or sentient? Tell me.
Sentient.
Who's saying this? Who is saying? No, you're not answering. You're inert again. Who's saying this? I am sentient. Who's saying this? Come on, tell me quick. No, who is saying it? How am I hearing it? How am I hearing your answer? Because you're using your tongue, correct? To say that, is the tongue sentient or inert?
No.
Yes?
Yeah.
So you are using the inert, you the sentient, using the inert to express your sentiency. So when I say, who are you? It depends upon what you are referring to me as. Even though physically when you look at, I am only looking at you, what? Inert things. And you are also looking at me, the inert one only. It is, the body has no sentiency by itself. If I cut off the finger from here and put it here, will it suffer? Will it have any sense of suffering there? Because that doesn't, I suffer, but that doesn't suffer. So this is inert. When the body is without sentiency, it is inert. Right? So when it is a tad, that tad does not have any qualities of any of the inert material. It does not have male or female. Male or female and all these kind of changes or the various characteristics belong to the one which it appears to operate through. Therefore, tad, when it is said, it does not have any male or female characteristics or any characteristics. Let's say earlier it says, sa avarnaha. So, tadeva agnihi, it itself is in the fire. It is not agni. It is the very nature of the agni is because of his presence. So that means you, what is your God? Fire. It's not fire. But then later on it will say it's the water also. Then it is the air also. It is earth also. So how can it be contradictory to each other? If it is water and not fire. If it is fire, it cannot be water. But it is both. Tadeva agnihi, tad adityaha, tad vayuhu, tad chandrama. Then, tadeva shukram, that alone is shukram is shuddham. Tad apaha, water. Then, tad prajapatihi, that itself is the brahma, prajapati. Then, tvam shri. Oh, all the women should be happy. Women's lib. Because see, that is the beauty of Vedanta. It doesn't discriminate. It's a women, men, everything. Tvam Shri, Tvam Puman. And no other religion really has this universal perception. Right? We celebrate Devi also equally as we do celebrate the Ishvara. So, there is no discrimination here. If you go to any temple, you will see both of them. The women deities are there, male deities are there. All of them are equally are worshipped. Tvam Shri, Tvam Puman, Tvam Kumara. Udavut Kumari. You are also Kumari. Kumara Abhi Tvam. Kumari also you are only. त्वं जीर्णः यू आर ओल्ड दण्डेन वञ्चसि यू आर होल्डिङ्ग् ऑन् टु द स्टिक् अण्ड् वाकिङ्ग् सो क्लियर्ली दिस् इस् कुमार देन् नौ यू आर् वाट् इस् सेयिङ्ग् यू आर् द एन्शियण्ट् ओल्ड् वाकिङ्ग् वित् द वाकिङ्ग् स्टिक् सो इवन् वेन् यु आर् वाकिङ्ग् वाकिङ्ग् वित् द वाकिङ्ग् स्टिक् द स्टिक् डसन् वाक् एक्चुलि यु नो देट् इवन् द इट्स् काल्ड् वाकिङ्ग् स्टिक् It doesn't walk. You have to walk with that. Somebody asked me when I was there in last year somewhere. We were trekking. And somebody lost the walking stick. You know, and they kept it somewhere. Swamiji, did you see the walking stick? Yeah, I saw it walking. Swamiji, are you kidding? No, somebody else took it. You only said it's a walking stick. Then why are you asking me the question? So, you are walking with the walking stick. At that time also, you are Brahman only. So, it is not that when a person is young, that Brahman is better than when a person is old. Nothing like that. That Brahman is the same even when you are old. Jirna. Dandena vanchasi. You are tottering with that, you know. Not properly walking at that time also. त्वं जातः भवसि विश्वतो मुखः भवसि यु आर् द वन् विश्वतो मुखः जातः भवसि यु आर् द वन् हू हेस् युवर् फेस् एव्रिवेर् मीनिङ्ग् विश्वतो मुखः मीन्स् फेसिङ्ग् इन् आल् डैरेक्षन्स् ईस्ट् वेस्ट् नार्त् सौत् सौत् ईस्ट् नार्त् वेस्ट् आल् दट् अप् डौन् एव्रिवेर् So, that Brahman is male, female, fire, water, air, space, earth, no, young, old. Neelaha, Patangaha, you are the blue bee. Haritaha, Lohitakshaha, green bird with red eyes. Tadit garbham, you are the one who potentially has all the laden rain filled with the rain water. You are the cloud. Urutavaha, all the seasons. Samudraha, oceans. Anadimatvam, you are beginningless one. Vibhutvena vartase, as the all-pervading presence you are, yataha, from whom? Uvanani vishwa jatani, the entire whole universe have come about. An inert thing cannot produce anything. An inert thing by itself cannot produce anything. In this room, there are, say, 25 chairs. It's because each chair you have to buy. Separately, right? You cannot keep two chairs here and go home. Next day you come, there will be three chairs. Don't happen. Two inner chairs cannot produce a third chair. So, in this world, everything that is there has life inherent in that. That's why it says Vishwato Mukha. You are present in all forms, even in a little blue bee or a flower or in the bird, in sun and the moon and the fire and air. So this is the perception of Vedanta, that nothing is deprived of his presence. Therefore, we have to, with that attitude, we should worship every presence as the holy presence. That's why in Indian calendar, every day is a holiday. A holiday, a holy day. Every day. You know, that's why we worship God in every day. There is one particular worship. Monday you worship Shiva and then Tuesday Ganesha, etc. Why? Every day is a worshipful day. Every person is worthy of worship. Everything is worthy of worship. So this attitude alone can create balance in our life. Joy is also okay, which is coming from him only. A sorrow also is coming from him only. So this Mindset is what makes a person immune to all the ups and downs. Otherwise, we can be tossed here and there, there and here, easily, and only land in depression. Why many of the children or many of the youngsters are into depression? You know, I met recently one young person. I cannot, ODT, how is it called? ADD. I cannot drive the car because I am, what is that? Of attention deficiency.
ADHD.
ADHD.
Attention.
What is that? HD means what?
Attention.
AD? That word.
Attention is hyperactive.
Hyperactive disorder.
Hyperactive disorder.
Attention deficit.
Hyperactive disorder. Okay. I hope I didn't have that. So this boy, a young man, you know, maybe around 20, 22. And he came and said, Swamiji, I can't even drive a car. He said, what happened? So he has a particular game, which game means not a video game. He's a player. And he has been elevated to very many heights during his school days, and he has proved himself. Very good player. But what happens as soon as he reached the university, the challenges become more. Because from different places people have come, they are challenging him. So he said that I am unable to compete with them. Being a brown boy, playing the game and proving myself becomes a big problem for me because others are gigantic in their sights and all that. I want to prove myself better than them. Then it becomes so difficult for me. Where all the time I'm so, you know, worried about that. How am I going to do this? Etc. So then I told him, there are two things in this. One is, why are you so interested? He said, I like my game. I just like it. Very good. Very good. Over anything else, I like this. So I said, there are two things. One is called passion. Another is called addiction. No, we have to find a line where it actually becomes an addiction. Sometimes we think that we have passion. Actually, we are addicted. You will never know when it becomes an addiction. So what do you mean by that? He asked. Say, when you think that you cannot be at all, you cannot live without a thing, then it becomes an addiction. Right? You think that your life is useless if you don't have this or if you can't achieve this. Then that leads to suicidal tendencies. If you are not able to compete, you are not able to proceed further. So whereas passion is, I have a great liking for it, I will do my best, but that cannot dictate my life. When that starts to dictate your life, then obviously you are addicted. He didn't want to listen to that, but obviously I have to tell him, all the suicidal tendencies are because you are not able to look at yourself practically. So the balance in our mind comes only when we know that I can be alive even in the absence of everything else, because this life is not decided by anything around us. Life in the body is decided by many factors, like healthy you should be, body should be healthy, and many others. But the Paramatma in me is not decided by any external factors. That strength of knowledge when one gets, then he or she can meet the life situations without becoming a victim. So here, we have to understand how the perception of Vedanta is. Look at that one presence in everything outside you, inside you. Continuing here in the verse number 5. Ajamekam logita shukla krishnam bahi prajas jamanam sarupah ajoheho sushushamano nusheti जहात्येनाम् मुक्तभोगामचून्यः Now the Maya is feminine, I told you. That is also meaningless. Aja. Aja, not Aja. Aja. Aja means Ajata. Sometimes people keep the name Sujata. You should keep, no, I am a Vedanti, you know, what's your name? Ajata. Oh, very good. Unborn, beginningless. Ekam, one only. Ajatam, ajata, ekam, ajam ekam. And this Maya is, as we know, Trigunatmika Maya. It has three distinct qualities, and that is given a color, beautiful color. Lohita, Krishna, Shukla. Red, white, and black. Red, white, black. So red representing the rajasic nature. That is why if you ask any police officer, they will say, usually people who have a red car, they race more. Anybody has a red car? Except, yeah, she. How many tickets you got so far?
The single ones.
Don't say
single one.
Yeah. Usually red runs. Like a blood, you know. Blood is, you know, those who are high blood, not high blood pressure. So those who have active mind. That is represented. See, it's very interesting how that time itself they thought about it. People who have red representing action. And action is always out of passion. Or action is always out of attraction. Attraction is born out of affinity. Affinity is rakta. Rakta varnam is lohitam. Rakta means attachment in Sanskrit. Ranj, raga. And raktam is what? Rakta represents attachment. Don't we say, you are like my blood brother. What does that mean? So attached. That is, color is red. So that is rajas. Shukla is white. Pure, clean, spotless. So that represents sattva. Sattva is the nature, is pure, clean. And here it is not white in color. Shukla means clear. Clear and pure. Spotless. And that which is no color, I mean, that which is, you cannot even distinguish anything, anytime, is black. Meaning, if it is dark, you cannot see what is tall, what is short, what is deep, what is close in a dark place. You cannot see that. So that means the mind which is incapable of thinking clearly, lazy, is dark, black. So red representing rajas, white or the clear representing sattva, and black is all that is hidden. That's why the lawyers wear black. Why do they wear black? We don't want to tell you what it is. Up to this, they close it. We won't tell you what the truth is. Whatever we say is what you have to do. So, Ajam ekam lohita krishna lohita shukla krishnam bahihi praja srijamanam. Externally creating the entire creation sarupaha accordingly. Accordingly what? Shukla varna or Krishna varna or lohita varna. With those qualities, it is creating all the entire creation. Bhagavan Krishna spends a lot of time, a lot of teachings from 14 onwards up to 18, only discussing this. 14 onwards, he starts Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga. After Purushottama Yoga, he starts with Asuri Sampat and Devi Sampat, and then Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yoga. And then in 18th chapter also, In karta there are three kinds, and then karma there are three kinds, and karana there are three kinds, yajna three kinds, food three kinds, dhanam three kinds. All of them he classifies. This is for our understanding. We should choose sattva over rajas and tamas for that purpose. Now, interesting, this particular verse is, even though the maya, which is beginningless, which has the threefold qualities, creating the world of threefold qualities, it cannot act alone. So, the Ishvaraha, who is Ajaha? Next line. Ajaha, ki ekaha, that Ajaha, Ishvaraha. Here, Ishvara has, when he attaches himself to those qualities of the nature, he becomes Purushaha Jivaha. So the first part is, Ajaha Ekaha Jushamanaha Anushete. Having, Jushamanaha means praising or adoring, admiring this Maya, it becomes Anushete, it follows it. So when the Ishvaraha coming down to the level of attaching itself to the Maya, he becomes Jiva. Enam Jahati, other one who is not attached. Enam Mayam Ajam Jahati Bukta Bogam Ajaha Anyaha. Anyaha, another one. Ajaha, another Aja, another beingless, Bukta Bogam, Bogam, having enjoyed it, Jahadi. It discards it. Amiji, what are you saying? The interesting point is, in Sanskrit, the word Aja means a feminine goat. When we say Ajaha, it's male goat. The goat which is male is known as Aja. And the female goat is Aja. So, many places this particular verse is used. Many, many places this particular verse is quoted to show the nature of the Ishvara. Ishvara is in union with Maya for only one purpose. What? To create this universe. After that, he detaches. Why? Because he knows, after creation, if I get attached to it, I will be lost. So, both Ishvaraha and Jivaha, both are in union with the same principle, Prakriti. But in the case of the Ishvara who uses this only for creation, it is called Maya. And when the same Prakriti, when the Jiva uses and get attached, it becomes avidya. So avidya or ignorance, what we call it is nothing but maya. Mayam to prakritim vidhi, mayinam to maheshwaram. When he is controlling it, he is Ishvara. When it is under the control, he is Jiva. So the first quarter is Jiva. Ajaha, ekaha, chushamanaha, praising and adoring, Anushete, he just follows. That's what Gurudev, I mean, Swamiji writes here. In Bhagavatam, there is a popular story of a king, Puranjana, who got so attracted by one lady, and when she dances, he also dances. When she sings, he also sings. When she laughs, he also laughs. And she cries, and she also cries. Now, I remember one particular joke. One fellow went to a movie theater and sat down. In front of him, another fellow came who is taller than him. The head was so he was not able to see anything. And he could not see. This is a huge also, that guy. So he told him, hey, you come behind, I have to sit in the front. Why? That is your seat, you sit there, I am sitting here only. Then how do I see the movie? He said, when I love, you also love. Yeah. You also cry, that's all it is. So it is in the same way, Maya is like a screen, and when whatever it does, what's what we do? When we are attached to our personality or the individuality, a body, let us say, or the mind, whatever it dictates is what you are doing. independently we don't think. So that is why that story is given here. And Ramana Maharshi beautifully writes here in Sadarshanam, Dehadi Sarva Vishaye Parikalpya Ragam Patnaditena Purusham Pashuvat Gunena. You will not find it there, don't worry. It is in Sadarshanam. Dehadi Sarva Vishaye Parikalpya Ragam. Having got the attachment to all the things, including the body, etc., Patnadi gets attached and conditioned. Tena Purusham Pashuvat Gunena Patnadi. In Gita, also it is given. That is, who is the Jiva here? Purusha Prakritistohi Pungte. Prakritijan gunan karanam gunasangosya sadasatyonijan. Attached to the gunas, it gets again and again, born again, born again, born. So here, when that very same Ishvaraha, when it is attached to Maya, becomes Jiva. When it is detached from Maya, it remains. Only when he detached from Maya, he becomes a controller. When he's attached to it becomes controlled. So we have to ask this question. I have the mind or mind is having me? Okay, never mind. Okay. Never mind. You have the mind or mind is having you? If you are working and dancing according to your mind, then mind is having you. Then you decide what thought should be in your mind, then you have the mind. So, when you use a credit card, you decide whether you want to buy this or not. The card doesn't decide. So, but usually what happens? Then it is easy money. We buy. Afterwards, when you're paying only, there is a... then you cry. Why did I buy? I don't understand. Or use that also. So, continuing in the next verse, it is very famous from Munduka Upanishad. It is lifted from there directly without paying any copyright. So, the usual practice in this kind of scriptures is copyright is what? Right to copy. That's called copyright. Dvasuparna sayuja sakaya.
Dvasuparna sayuja sakaya.
Samanam vriksham parishasvajate.
Vriksham parishasvajate.
Tayoranya pippalam swadu asti. Anashnannanyo apichakashiti. Samane vrikshe purusho ni magnah. Anishaya shochadi mukhyamanah. Dushtam yada paspashyati anyamisham. Asya mahimanam iti vita shokah. The beautiful simile is given here. Two birds are sitting on a tree, same branch. Dva suparna, suparna, parna means the wings. Suparna, suparna means having two beautiful wings. Dva suparna, two of them. Sayuja, similar looking, meaning always together only. Sayuja means sarvada samyukta. Sakaya, friend. They are both familiar with each other, similar looking, always together, two of them. Samanam vriksham, in the same tree. Parishasvajade, are perching on. So, this is the beautiful simile because in all major religions, they distinguish between individual person and God as different, two different. God is different and we as individuals are different. But we should understand in Vedanta also the beginning stages of our understanding, we should keep Ishvara as somebody other than ourselves. If somebody says you are yourself Ishvara, then the whole thing will stop. So you should not take, you know, when you say Balvihar, as soon as it started, all the new parents have come. What is the first text that we are going to teach for all the adults? Ashtavakra Gita. And what is the first teaching? There is nothing called moksha. Over. Chale jayega. Because now, in the beginning stages, we have to accept the predicament. Yes, I am suffering. Yes, I have a problem. Yes, I have to overcome the problem. God is different. So that's how it starts, right? In the same way here, to give the validity to our present condition, it is said there are two similar looking birds. One is you, another is God. Vasuparna, two birds. They look alike. Sayuja, Sakaya, Samanam Vriksham, which means in the same body of yours, both are there. There's one more person inside this. One itself is a trouble. There are two people here inside. There are two of them here. Actually, there are two. Samanam Vriksham Parishastva Jate. In this Tayoho, Anyaha, one Pippalam Swadu Atti. It eats all the fruits. In the bird, in the case of the bird, it is looking for that in the tree. There are beautiful, some very ripe fruits are there. It is eating. Anashnan, without eating, Anyaha, another one, Abhichakashidi, it is just watching. So in other words, in ourself, there are two. One of them is experiencing the world. Another is just watching it. So when you stand in front of the mirror, the two are one. There are two, right? The one which is reflected there, and when you're standing there. And if you raise the hand, what happens? If that doesn't raise the hand, then there's a problem. Then it is Halloween now. Yeah. I mean, raise the hand and that doesn't do it. That is what? That is different. Scary. So it here, even as the one is eating all the fruits, other one doesn't. So think about it. It is very scary then. So one is doing action, another is watching. So now the question, who is you? This or that? One who is eating the fruit is you, or the one who is watching? Which one is you? Anyaha swadu, pippalam swadu atti. It is enjoying the taste of the fruit. Anyaha anashnan, not eating, abhichaka shini. Then it's just watching. So even though samane vrikshe, in the same tree, purushaha, one who is eating the fruits, nimagnaha, is sunk. Sunk means what? Caught. Because not always the fruits are tasty. Sometimes the fruits are very tasty, sometimes they're absolutely bitter. And I do not wonder, I do wonder, why do people eat bitter things in this world? I have no idea. Karela. Unnecessary it is. And they cook it and bring it. You eat that. I don't eat this. When so many nice things are there, why do you want to eat that? So, not all experiences are pleasant. So then unpleasant comes, then we feel that, oh my God, why am I going through this? When pleasant things come, and then we enjoy. And he looks at the other one, which is not eating. When it is eating the pleasant, nice fruit, it says, you are missing it. When it is so bitter and suffering, you are saved. The other one would make no comments on this. He just watches. You know, some years back, we had a, I think here also you had, ventriloquist.
Yeah.
You had, right? Yeah. Here, I think he came here also, maybe some 10 years back. So when the ventriloquist came, and then he had two birds. You may remember, I think you see the pictures here. Two birds he had. And being a ventriloquist, he won't speak, but both of them speak. So I wrote the dialogue for him to what he has to speak. One is Ishwara, another is Jiva. And they keep fighting. So I wrote the dialogue for that whole conversation, and he enjoyed it because he never had that. And I told him, you are Ishwara, you know that? You are both here and there. So here also, Anashnan. So one is Purushaha Nimagnaha. Why? Anishaya, with no control, Sochati, he is into great sorrow. Muhyamanaha, he is completely deluded and not able to come out of it. So when he's enjoying the nice fruits, he enjoys all right. But at the same time, when it is coming bitter fruits, it is suffering. So also in our life. Sukhakarta, dukkaharta, we all say that, right? But we never say that sukh bhi de do, dukh bhi de do. Oh, nahi. Sukh ek sukh hi de do. Dukhi nahi dena. But you know, we know it is not that true. Both will come. It's a package deal. If you have one, the other one also will come. Right? So, samane vrikshe purusho nimagnaha anishaya shochati mukhyamanaha. So, jushtam yada pashyati anyamisham. Now, at that time, when it looks at the anyam, other one, isham, one isha means the one who is unaffected by all these things, it starts to start adoring it. Why? See, the one here is neither interested in joyful things, nor it is caught up in the sorrowful things. I wish I could be that. Why am I getting caught up in the things here? Because I am going towards desirable things, but at the same time, whether I like it or not, undesirable things come. Jushtam yata pasyati anyamisham asya mahimanam. It is great indeed to remain unscathed, untouched by this. Iti vita shokaha. Then only it will start slowly, slowly coming out of its own sorrow. When does it come out of its sorrow, the jiva? Only when it starts adoring Ishvara. See, this is the beauty of Vedanta again. Bhakti is not just adoration of Ishvara, it is identification with Ishvara. People go and do arti and then puja and all those things, but we never relate itself as us. Then Bhagavan remains as Bhagavan. You become the Bhogyavan. Bhogavan. The Bhogi you become, he is always a yogi. So here, when one starts to praise the Lord, it is not just a mere praise, but to raise to the level of the Lord. Vita Shokaha Asya Mahimanamadi Vita Shokaha. He started to become free of all sorrows only when he knows that Ishvara is none other than the one within us watching. So your choice is whether to identify with the one which is suffering or identify with the one who is watching. Shift your attention from the bogi to the yogi. Identify with your, not with the reflection, but the original. The reflection is outside, you can see it. The original is here always. So Swamiji, in that case, we lose interest in the world. So what will happen then? No, you don't lose interest in this world. You start having a greater peace in this world in yourself, which does not require you to go out at all. When you are going to sleep, even if I give you sweet, you will not take it. Kalle, sona chatam, I want to sleep. If I take the sugar and I will not be able to sleep, don't give me. Not that you don't like sweet, but at the point when you are ready to sleep, you want to enjoy the state of sleep much more than anything else in this world. I want to withdraw from the world much more than anything else. Anything else can wait till tomorrow. I want to go to the state of deep sleep, isn't it? In the same way, a person who has withdrawn himself to the Ishwaraha is not hating the world, but I want something greater. So there is no need for me to hate the world, but I rise to the level of Ishwara. Therefore, I do not need to worry about all the joys and sorrows that are there, which I choose not to get involved in. So, now, continuing on that, the same that Ishwaraha, who is he? One who is residing within us as a witness to the whole thing. Ruchu akshare parame vyoman. Yasmin deva adi vishve visheduhu. Yastam naveda kimucha karishyati. Yayatat vyastu ime samasate. Richa means it includes all the Vedas. Rit, Yajus, Sama, Atharva. Akshare, in that Om. Richaya, Richaha, Akshare, Parame, Vyoman. In that supreme space of consciousness. In that space of consciousness, yasmin, in which adi devaha vishve visheduhu, all the gods are included there. As we saw earlier also, agnihi, vayuhu, apaha, prithvi, chandrama, suryaha, everything is included there. In that space of consciousness, all are included. Now, where is it? Your heart watching you. This is where it becomes a little scary. If the God is outside, we can do everything, right? Anything that we do and go and confess, I made a mistake. If He is always with you, then whom do you confess? Before you confess, you say, I know it. You did it. In spite of me, you did that. If you remember me, you would not have done that. In spite of me, you did that mistake. So, one who becomes aware of God's presence, he will not do that mistake. So, Rijaha Akshari Akshare Parame Vyoman Yasmin Devaha Adi Vishve Shedu. So, one who does not know Yaha Tam Naveda. He who does not know this truth, reality, That supreme reality, the consciousness is already in me. Imucha karishyati, what is that he can do in this world? Meaning, for him, the Vedas are useless. The Upanishad always indirectly condemn the rituals, not because it is something to be not to be performed, but if you want to be really happy, this is not of any use. You may do it just to go to heaven and come back or go to seek and take some punyata. But really speaking, the philosophical section of the Vedas called Vedanta is the one which releases you right now. But you want to wait till, and you don't even know whether there is heaven at all or not. Who proved to you? Who showed to you? Who can prove it to you right now? So, yes, yaha tam na veda, one who does not know, then such a person with the Vedas, etc., him rucha bakarishyati, what do we do with the Vedas? What do we do with all these things? ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ లోచనానాం విహీనస్య దర్పణ కిం కరిష్యతి, ఆత్మ ప్రజ్ఞా విహీనస్య వేదాంతం కిం కిం కరిష్యతి. ఇఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఐస్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద యూస్ ఆఫ్ మిర్రర్ ఫార్ హిమ్? If one does not know that one has to elevate oneself to the higher nature, what Vedanta can do? Swamiji, I am Vedanta padra hu, kuch nahi hua. Nahi, kuch nahi. Swamiji, every year you also come and talk. And see, I think you are also same. You know, one person was listening to music, you know, artist, and he was singing. After that finished, that artist came down from the stage and he went, nowadays you are singing very so the artist said, I sang the same song last time also, now you become a better appreciator of that. You become a more elevated in your ability to understand that. So here, if the books which are written ancient, so many thousands of years back, how is it useful now? Is it not the mirror? Even if it is ancient, it will still reflect. And if you don't have eyes, even the latest model mirror will not help you. So, yastam na veda kim prucha bhavishyat karishyati. So, therefore, yaha ittat viduhu. One who knows this exactly, te ime samasate. They remain fulfilled in their life here, in this very world. While the Vedic rituals are about beyond the world, Vedanta is about, let us be practical. Let us work on being happy here. And if you are happy here, hereafter also you will be happy. If you have not found moksha while living, you will definitely will not find it outside. You think that you are miserable here and afterwards you become mukta. If you are miserable here, you carry the misery wherever you go. We always think, oh, if I go there, I'll be happy. Oh, if I do this, I'll be happy. If you are unhappy with yourself, wherever you go, it'll be the same. If you are miserable while in life, so one person said, you know, Bhagavan Shiva is meditating. And all the yogis should meditate also when he is meditating. Early morning, everybody should get up. Brahma Muhurta and meditate, then you will get connected to Ishvara who is meditating. Oh, I don't want to do it. Why? If I meditate, Ishvara gets disturbed. Therefore, I don't want to meditate. My mind is so polluted. Even the Lord can be disturbed by that. Chandam siyajna kardavo vratani. భూతం భవ్యం వ్యచ్చ వేదా వదంతి అస్మాన్ మాయి సృజతే విశ్వమేతత్. అస్మిన్ చాన్యో మాయయా సన్నిరుద్ధః. చందాంసి ఆల్ ది వేదాస్, Tandams, Yajnaha, rituals, Kritavaha, various other sacrifices and practices of the spiritual nature, Pratani, all the vows, Bhutam, past, Bhavyam, future, Yaccha, Deva, Vedaha, Vadanti, all these are all being described in the Vedas, all of them are from that only, Asman, Mayi, Srijate. Mayi means, it's Lord who is Mayin, one who has Maya in his hand. Maya one in his possession. So Mayi is Mayin. So one who has Maya at his command, from he only everything has come. Asmin Mayi Srijate. Vishwam Etat. the entire world. Tasmin, from in him, anyaha, anyaha means jivaha, mayaya sannirudhaha, caught up in that very maya itself. So that's why Bhagavan said, mama maya duratyaya, mamevaye praya prabhatyante, maya me samtarati. The one who is identified with me gets released. One who is staying away gets caught. It is caught, he is caught an Indrajala. Indrajala means internet. He is caught up in that internet of things. That's why it's called network. When you get up too much into networking, you get into not working. Then there's only one letter word difference, huh? Networking, not working. From E to O. So here, all of them have come out of that same one only. When you know this, asmat mayi srijate vishwam. That alone, everything has come. So in other words, through everything, you should look at that only. What is the idea of... See, this is an interesting point. Even the other religions would say, everything came from God. Can you see the God in everything? Then you're released. We say that everything has come from the God and then they stop there. But Vedanta says, if everything has come from the God, you should be able to see the God in everything. Then the problem is solved. Then you don't get attracted or repulsive. But we stop at one point. What? Everything has come from God. For me to enjoy everything. Right? That is not right. If you are able to accept the fact that everything has come from God, at the same count, you should be able to see that very God itself in everything. If the pots and the pitcher and the ladle, everything came from the mud, you should be able to see the mud in everything. So what you should say, somebody to bring water in a mud pot, hey, bring the water in the mud. How do I bring the water in the mud? Then you have to say pot. It is not just pot, it is a mud pot, mud cup, mud plate. So the mud is not acknowledged. Then you are caught. In the same way, everything has got the origin from Ishvara. So therefore, when you look at even a chair, this is also from Ishvara. Another person from the Lord only. A flower, that is from the Lord only. The sun, that is from the Lord only. So when we see in and through everything is presence, our mind is completely connected at all times. So that's why he says, anyaha mayaya sanniruddha. If you don't see this, then you are really caught. Caught and remain bound. Anirudha means sambandha. And Guruji writes beautifully. Bandhan, you know, bondage. It went to Brahma and said, nobody wants me. Nobody wants bondage, obviously. Right? You do not want to get bound. So I don't want to. I mean, so he went there and he said, the bondage went to Lord Brahma, said, nobody wants me, what do? Simple. Add some in front of you, everybody wants you. It's called sambandha. Relationships. So the same bandha, when it is added with some, becomes sambandha. All relatives are bondage. Sorry to say. But that's the truth. The more you are connected, the more bond you become. Tell me, what is the sambandha between you and iPhone 17? Can you live without that? It can live without you. If you keep it there and walk away, it does not. Hey, I'm here, please catch me. I mean, it may come. AI will start that also. Then you cannot leave it. You just leave it and it'll come behind you. It'll shout, hey, where are you leaving me? That is called sambandha. Hey, I cannot live without you. I take to places where I don't take anybody in the world. Including restroom. So, see, that is sambandha. That is the relationship. Mayam tu prakritim vidyat. Mayinam cha maheshwaram. Tasya vayava bhuteistu. Vyaptam sarvamidam jagate. This Maya is otherwise known as Prakriti, the nature. The nature of everything is the expression of Maya. If the fire is hot, the nature of the fire being hot is Maya. So everything has got its nature, and that nature is Maya's expression. Mayam tu prakritim vidyat, mayinam, one who controls or one who has power over that is Ishwaraha, Maheshwaram. Mayayaha satta spurti adi padam tada adhishtanameva prerayitaram. He, the one who is making the objects of the world able to exist and express. That is the power of the Ishwara. Maya has got certain qualities, but its ability to exist and express, satta and spurti, and that is what the adhishtana for that is Ishwara. Tasya avayava bhutaihi tu, when they are taking up various forms and limbs, etc., then tu vyaptam sarvamidam jagat. Then the entire world is spread by the same Maya. Meaning, Maya is the power, but when it takes different forms, it becomes the entire world. See more of it in the next session. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kashchit dukha bhat bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti, Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha, Hari Om.